started Suzuki trading on Terry Olson. That's T-E-R-R-I. T as in Thomas. Terry Olson. O-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 8-7-62. The date of visit is 3-2-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Michael Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D-M-D. Dear Mikey, thank you for sending Terry Olson for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 59-year-old male who has a history of COPD, has experienced a shortness of breath, wheezing and coughing spells, and has used a Ventolin inhaler on a PRN basis as well as a Symbicort inhaler on a regular basis. The patient has some chest pressure and pain in his jaws and has anxiety attacks. He also has peripheral neuropathy and has reflux symptoms. Next paragraph. Past history of patients, past history has included the history of pneumonia and a previous history of can you please change the first sentence. This is a 59-year-old female, not male patient. This is 59-year-old female patient. And please change the other sentences which said she, which said he, and it would be she. She has no history of leg edema. And in the past history, the patient had a history of a fractured ankle with repair and had a tubal ligation in the past. She also was treated for Bell's palsy and had surgery on her cervix. And a past history for depression and anxiety, and a history of respiratory failure requiring ventilator support, during which time she was hospitalized for over 3 weeks. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and has tried to quit. Alcohol use moderate daily. She worked at the Publix. Next paragraph, family history. Mother is alive and in good health. father has a history of heart disease. Next paragraph, medalist included Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, Gabapentin, 400 milligrams TID, Xanax 0.25 milligrams QID PRN, Mirtazapine 30 milligrams nightly. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has no fatigue or fever, denies double vision, cataracts or glaucoma, and no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, has no urinary frequency or dysuria. She has wheezing and shortness of breath and cough. She has no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. And she has chest pains and jaw pain and arm pain. She has anxiety attacks and denies any. I'm sorry, she has easy bruising. Denies enlarged glands. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely bulk middle-aged white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluidema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 160 by 80, pulses 105, respiration 20, temperature 97.2. Weight is 142, saturation 100. HE and D abnormal phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus injected, ear tone formation. Next, supple, no venous distension, trach, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds diminished to the periphery. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields and prolonged expiration. Heart, the antennas are irregular, so no S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft to be so that masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor abscess. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is nicotine dependency. Number 5. Peripheral neuropathy. And number 6, anxiety disorder. Next, planned patient has been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She'll be placed on a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. CBC IgE level were ordered. She's advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to come in for a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Michael Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, Townsend Michael. This is Dr. Souza. Thank you. Can you also mention in the final plan, the patient will continue using the Symbicort inhaler to puffs twice daily and use Ventolin two puffs as needed. Thank you for this consultation. Start this.